As you're hearing this report, the man in it is on a 3,000-mile cross-country journey to Sonoma County. Brett Lear is en route from South Florida to take over as the new director of the Sonoma County Library. Our location is one of the attractions for the job, he said in a transcontinental cell phone interview, but he was drawn even more by the professional challenges it carries.
This is a system that's about twice the size as my current library system, twice the locations, about three times the budget, and about twice the staff. So it seemed like a nice next challenge. And then as I got to read about the library and some of its goals and objectives and strategic plan, I just became more attracted to it.
That budget for the current fiscal year totals about $15 million, including a one-time allocation from other county funds to cover a $600,000 deficit. And that's with the hugely unpopular cutback in operating hours that have seen all 13 branches closed on Mondays. Lear recognizes that fiscal issues will confront him from day one.
Libraries all across the country have gone through similar things. The library I'm at now, we lost about a third of our budget over the recession. So I was aware of the similar budget challenges in Sonoma and eliminating the Monday hours. So the budget is certainly one of the first things that I want to be sure that I understand backwards and forwards.
So he's already thinking about ways to boost the system's finances.
I definitely want to explore what partnerships and sponsorships are possible to see if there's any way to work with some of the local businesses and look for potential sponsorships of events or buildings or services. One thing that libraries can do right now is help people understand and use technology. So I'd certainly be interested in seeing to what extent that's happening now and see if we can offer more that way.
In fact, Lear adds, digital technology is playing an ever-increasing role in delivering library services, something he expects to expand here.
E-books really came along strong about 3 or 4 years ago, starting to decide which folks want to read their books in print and which ones prefer to read electronic, knowing that your overall budget isn't getting any bigger. That was a challenge here, but it was also exciting. We got into downloadable music and e-books and started putting iPads and tablets and laptops out in the library for folks to check out. It's a really exciting time right now, I think, for libraries in terms of technology and figuring out what the communities want, and then trying to do your best to stretch your dollars to meet that.
An Illinois native, Lear has worked in libraries in New York City, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and for the past 3 years in Martin County, Florida. While drawing on all that experience, he says his first moves here will be acquainting himself with the system and all the people who are invested in it.
I was asked by some of the staff on email, what are some of the first things I want to do my first couple weeks on the job? And my response was to mend any bridges that need to be mended between the director and staff, to get out in the community, to get to all the libraries, to meet all the electeds, but to really be present. In Martin County, I had monthly forums called Coffee with the Director, where I would go to a library each month and meet with community members and listen to what their concerns were about the library.
Lear's first day on the job will be June 2nd. It includes a meeting of the Governing Library Commission that evening. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.